know, it was canned fruit back in the earlier days.
Mm-hmm. Did you make jelly then?
Lots of jelly and jams and butter, fruit, apple butter, mm-hmm. pear butter, pear honey, and peach butter, all of the fruits we made in butter from all of the fruits.
Uh-huh. That was mashed and then strained?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If a good friend of yours had two apples and you wanted one, what would you tell him to do?
Well, divide.
Uh-huh.
Don't be the hog and make a hog of yourself.
If he had only one apple and you wanted half of it, what would you tell him to do?
I wasn't asking for it.
Well, I was wondering if you'd tell him to
divide with you?
Yeah. If you wanted to cut the apple so that you have half of it, what would you tell him to do?
I never didn't tell him anything.
Well, would you say cut it in two, or cut it in half, or half it, or cut it half in two? Or
if I wanted half, I'd tell him to give me half, or give me a bite of the apple, or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever. It's coming to mind to say to him. You just call him the old hog or something like that. Not the bite. Maybe add some more to it.
A few stronger words, huh? What would you call the center of a cherry?
The pit.
Mm-hmm. How about the center of a peach?
Center of what?
Of a peach.
They're the seed of the pit.
Uh-huh. What would you call a peach with a loose center?
Peach. How
about one where the meat sticks to
clean.
The center? What would the center of an apple be?
Core.
Hmm? Do you have any special term for pieces of apple that are cut up and then dried?
You're dried fruit.
Hmm? You mentioned potatoes. What kinds of potatoes did you grow?
There are white potatoes and red potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Used to grow the triumph all together, red and triumph. That's the only potato that I ever knew of till March 8th, the last these people got down there, and they had the cobblers, and we raised a few of the cobblers, and then there was another kind that we got one, but we all raised red and triumph for our potatoes.
Uh-huh. Did you ever raise sweet potatoes or yams?
Oh, yes. Lots of sweet potatoes.
Do you have any walnut trees around here?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call the green part on the outside of the walnut?
The hull.
And then inside that, the part?
Kernel on the inside.
Huh? What do you call it?
Hard, the hard shell is the well, it's hard shell on the outside of the kernel. And then there's green shell on the outside of the hard shell.
Uh-huh. Did you ever raise peanuts or goobers or?
Oh yes, we got some this year here.
Mm-hmm. What did you call these as a boy?
Goobers.
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts.
Same thing.
All were the same, and sometimes call them peanuts, sometimes goobers.
Uh huh. Do you have any other nut trees?
Pecans.
In your garden, you mentioned tomatoes and potatoes. Did you have any of those little hot red vegetables that grow mm-hmm. underground?
Radishes.
Uh-huh. Did you raise that vegetable that grows on the tall plant, has a yellow blossom and long pods full of seeds?
Peppers.
Well, these are
eggplants.
No, these you might boil or you might fry. If you boil them too long, they're sort of gummy and slimy.
Okra?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, we've got okra out here now.
You mentioned onions. What do you call those that you pick and bring in and put on the table, the small ones?
The green onions?
Uh-huh.